All right. That's Henry Leisha from Haynes playing tunes for us here on Juno Afternoon. Henry, I want to get into things off the record and being a radio reporter up there in a sec. What did life look like for you pre-COVID? You know, working at the station, were you playing out? What did that look like?
Yeah, you know, it was... Before COVID, life was busy. I mean, I guess, you know, right before COVID, it was winter time, so it was, you know, a slower time of year in Haynes. But just, you know, life in general in Haynes, it's a very social town, you know. And so every Friday night, I was playing the open mic nights at the Pioneer Bar with, you know, lots of friends. There's a very active community of musicians here, lots of jam sessions, you know, indoor, having people over for dinner and kind of sharing songs you've been working on and jamming and things like that. And then reporting, you know, one big change with reporting is the face-to-face conversations. You don't really have nearly as much of those. It's mostly phone interviews and interviews over Zoom. But, you know, the fun part about radio reporting is going out and gathering sound in person, you know, and finding the quirky little sounds and kind of creating these soundscapes for your stories. And that's a lot harder when you can't, you know, shadow someone and get up close to them and kind of hover around them as they're going about their business and kind of getting, you know, that snapshot of their life, but using sound. So those things have definitely been difficult. You know, now I'm working from home. Claire and I, you know, we pretty much work from home as much as we can, because we're able to, you know, put together the audio for the newscast from home. And so, you know, in some ways it's been interesting that the kind of problem solving that the pandemic has forced has been a good thing, because, you know, we've learned these skills of like, oh wait, well, I actually can put together a story from home, and it still can sound pretty good. And also people learning how to use Zoom makes our lives easier as reporters, just because, you know, we can record those interviews over Zoom, whereas before it was a little bit harder to get, you know, good quality sound. Phone tape is not always great, and then also sometimes it can be easier to get a hold of people if you're calling somebody up trying to schedule an interview or something, that they're going to be home more often now than they were in the past. So
sure. And how would you say that COVID has affected your music?
I think one big thing is, you know, when I moved to Haynes, I really hadn't performed a lot, and so kind of coming to Haynes, that exposed me to this group of musicians who are playing with each other all the time. There are all these different opportunities to play, you know, the Southeast Alaska State Fair, the Haynes Arts Council has these shows and kind of local showcases and things like that. That's what I was focused on, was performing and playing for people and playing for, you know, the community here. And so, and now, you know, I'm more focused on recording, writing my own music. It's, you know, much more, you know, personal, just kind of individual approach to music, as opposed to this kind of, you know, in-person group of musicians, this kind of community of musicians just kind of creating together. Now I'm kind of just focusing on my own stuff, which is fulfilling, but, you know, I definitely miss playing for people and playing with people. So,
got it. Before I forget to ask, can you tell me and our listeners how we can get a hold of your CD?
Yeah, so it's available on all streaming platforms. So Spotify, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple Music, iTunes. I've got a Bandcamp as well. I don't have any physical copies of a CD yet, just so you know, but I'm hoping to get some pretty soon. But yeah, on Thursday is when it goes live. You can listen to it online. Those are kind of the best ways.
And will you spell your name out for us and also tell us the title of the CD again, please?
Yeah, so my name it's Henry Nalimu Lisha. My stage name is Nalimu, Nalimu, and the album is No Ni Na, Nonina, No Ni Na. No Ni Na, it's a kind of a Spanish expression. It means no nor nothing, and it's like a kind of a sarcastic way to say yes. So if somebody asks you, like, are you coming to the party later? You say, oh, no, Nina. Like, no. But it's like, yeah, of course I'm coming. So.
I think that you've sort of answered this question a little bit in our interview here, but if you had to describe what is it about music that keeps you going or keeps you writing songs, what is it? What draws you to music, this form of expression?
I think it just I don't know, music it is very emotional for me. There's something about the sound of chords and the sound of a melody kind of paired with lyrics. It really kind of touches me in a way that like just reading a text doesn't. And I don't know what that is exactly, but it's just kind of the way my ear works. I really have an emotional connection to specific chord changes. I just love when there's a good chord change that matches the lyrics in a way where it just kind of it takes that emotion to a different level. And yeah, I don't know, that's a hard question to answer, because I guess I've just never really thought about what it is about music. I've just grown up with it for such a long time. I had a lot of really amazing teachers growing up, and whether that was in school or I had a piano teacher, Rick Weiss, who was really amazing in Portland, and so it's something that I've kind of grown up with and had this emotional connection to, and I can't really imagine life without it.
Well, I think your music speaks for itself. That's just my job, right, to ask that question, Terry Gross style.
It's a good question. It gets to the root of it. Why do you do this?
Right,
So,
right.
yeah.
Is there something that you hope listeners might get from this CD, or that you hope is communicated through it?
I hope, I mean, one thing that with my music, it's a lot of it is kind of about nostalgia, and I just hope that people listening to it can kind of like think back on some happy memories, and whether those happy memories make them feel happy or sad. Sometimes looking back on a happy memory is even sadder than looking back on a sad memory, so yeah, I hope that it can make them kind of think back on some past adventures, their past relationships with people, and then reach out to some of those people that you've had those strong relationships with in the past, because that's again, one thing that's been nice about this pandemic, especially at the start, was everybody was stuck at home, and so everybody started calling each other. So I started catching up with a lot of my old friends, a lot of people from overseas who it had been so difficult to schedule a time for us to sit down and chat. But then suddenly, when we're all stuck at home, it was like, well, great, now we can have these 2-hour-long video calls. And so yeah, that's what I hope people will take away. They think about their friends and family and their past memories, and then go call them up after they're done listening to the album. So.
All right, the album is No Ni Na, and you can find it on all the streaming platforms. Is it there now, or should we wait till September 10th?
It's not quite there now. There's if you go on to Spotify, and if you look up Nalimu, again, Nalimu, you'll find an old EP from college, and then the single Love in the Time of Corona that's been released. But the rest of the album won't be available until Thursday, September 10th. That's when it goes live. So.
All right. I'm going to have you take us out with the tune here in just a second. But last question before we get to that, what should we expect from the future? What do you hope to do musically next?
Next, I hope to, you know, the big thing is just figuring out when it's okay to perform again. And so I'm hoping, you know, by next summer, things will have calmed down enough that I can start doing some more performances. I've never played any shows in Juneau before. I'd really love to come down to the Alaskan. I've heard great things about that venue, and I've never actually even seen a show there. So I'd really like to go check out some other areas around Southeast Alaska and, you know, try to play a few shows in some bars and some venues. So, yeah.
All right. And sorry, did you already give us your website or the best place to just to sort of find you online? Can you give us that?
Yeah, you can. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook if you're into social media. I'm also on Bandcamp, nalimu.bandcamp.com, N-A-L-I-M-U. That's probably where you'll find out most about me musically and where you can see all the stuff that I've released so far. And then again, on Thursday, that's where the new album will be. So.
All right. What are you going to take us out with?
I was thinking I'd just go with that single, the Love in the Time of Corona, because that's the time we have found ourselves in.
All right. Henry Nalimu, Lisha here on Juneau Afternoon. Thank you so much for your time and talking to us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. All right. Yeah, you know I can't see you no more. And frankly, I shouldn't have to repeat myself. And you know, all the times I came to your door.